Defense attorneys mentioned some people within the FLDS Church did accept benefits from the SNAP program and donated the food from it to the church's storehouse, but they denied any allegations of getting cash or buying cars with that money, so they filed a partial motion to dismiss.
There might be conduct left to try, even if the judge did grant the motion.
Defense attorneys mentioned using the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and that those donations were made because of strictly held religious beliefs. Meanwhile, prosecutor Robert Lund says they've given thousands of pages of evidence to the defense. However,
we have nothing from them.
An evidentiary hearing that was scheduled for next week had to be pushed back to early October. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.